Paper products manufacturer Kimberly-Clark says it'll move more than 250 jobs out of the Fox Valley to Chicago. The company says the positions are in sales, marketing, and executive management. The move comes just over 2 years after the company said it would keep jobs in the state in exchange for tax breaks. Megan Hart is a reporter for WPR based in Green Bay who's been following the story. Megan, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And Steve Deller is a regional economist with UW-Madison. Steve, thanks for joining us again.
Good afternoon.
Megan, give us the basics. What do we know about these jobs that are going to be moving here?
Sure. So Kimberly-Clark says that they will be moving about 250 jobs, mostly from the Fox Valley to the Chicago area. They're not going to be manufacturing jobs, and it's going to happen over the course of the next year or so. The company says that they will continue to have more than 2,500 employees in Wisconsin, and they will turn their Fox Valley facility into their North American Innovation, Technology, and Supply Center.
And as I mentioned, Megan, the state had a tax incentive deal to keep jobs in the state from a couple years back. As you just mentioned, many jobs will still be in the state. What are people looking at when it comes to that deal and whether this infringes on it at all?
Kimberly-Clark says that they will continue to comply with that agreement, which was settled on with the Walker administration in late 2018. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation says that they're going to look over the agreement just to make sure that it is still valid with these jobs moving. But in the original agreement, what was decided upon was that Kimberly-Clark would need to keep about 400 technical manufacturing jobs in Wisconsin, in addition to investing in Wisconsin goods and services. They need to maintain an annual payroll of about $30 million in Wisconsin and then invest about $200 million in that NINA facility to ultimately earn up to $28 million in tax incentives over 5 years.
And now, Steve, this is a story about a manufacturing company moving jobs, but not manufacturing jobs. How common is this where we see big companies relocating these kind of, I think, more white-collar jobs, people consider them, the sales, marketing, things like that?
A lot of times it does make a lot of sense to kind of separate out the operations, particularly when you're talking about a company the size of a Kimberly-Clark. I mean, they're an international company, so they're kind of looking at this from a very large perspective. So this kind of a move actually can make sense to the company's perspective.
Now, I think economic incentives for companies are on a lot of people's minds because of something that happened today, an announcement of a revised deal with Foxconn. We're going to talk about that on the show tomorrow. But Steve, as you look at this, you know, this deal reached in 2018 between the state and Kimberly-Clark. Now, some of these jobs, a percentage of the jobs moving out of the state. Does that what do you think of that deal? And now as we're seeing some of those jobs go?
I think that Megan is right, is that the Walker tax incentive for Kimberly-Clark was really aimed at the manufacturing site. And if I recall correctly, the kind of the business side of the company really wasn't part of the conversation. So this picking up and moving down to Chicago, it's almost like two separate, it's the same company, but it's two separate entities within the same company.
Now, Megan, looking at the people affected here, what are their options when it comes to relocating or not staying with the company, I guess?
Kimberly-Clark says that it will relocate people whose jobs are moving to Chicago. They won't necessarily lose those jobs. The company says that by moving those positions to Chicago, they'll be a bit closer to a lot of their retail partners and the marketing and sort of digital agencies that they work with. And they actually, now Kimberly-Clark, according to the city of Chicago, will qualify for tax incentives there as well with the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. But based on a news release that came out last week, they hadn't yet sort of agreed on a deal yet.
And Steve, Megan, just to actually kind of raise my next question there, what one state giveth, another state can giveth later. Do we see a lot of cross-border competition between states like Wisconsin and Illinois using these kinds of incentives?
It is the modern war between the states. And Kimberly-Clark is not making this decision based on the incentives that Wisconsin is offering or Illinois Chicago's offering. Kimberly-Clark has much bigger issues to worry about. And these incentives are basically almost free giveaways. So if Kimberly Clark is going to, you know, is thinking about moving to Chicago, they're going to move to Chicago. And if Illinois wants to throw some money at them in terms of an incentive, Kimberly Clark's going to say, yeah, sure, we'll take them. So in that regard, I don't think these incentives are making any difference whatsoever.
I know there are lots of different kinds and scales of incentives, Steve. I mean, are there times when an incentive is big enough that it does, in fact, make the decision, or at least puts a lot of weight on the scale for a company to pick place A over place B?
Then we're back to kind of the Foxconn type discussion. And the research is pretty clear. The incentives that have to be big enough to actually influence the decision are so big that it's never a win-win. It's a win for the company. It's never a win for the state or the local government that's offering the incentives. They just don't work. Now, in the case of Kimberly Clark, though, I mean, the Chicago here, Chicago has a specific neighborhood that they're focusing on, and they're really trying to get companies to come to Chicago and think specifically about this neighborhood. Now, in that regard, then they may have an influence. So if I locate on one side of, say, the loop, and I don't get the incentive, and I locate on the other side that the city's trying to promote, you know, then it might come into the decision. But the decision to pick up and move from Wisconsin to Illinois, the incentives don't matter.
Megan, in your reporting on this, you talked to some experts on state tax incentives who are really making the case that states should measure how different kinds of incentives work. What kind of things did you hear?
Sure. I spoke to the Pew Trust, who actually helps states kind of set up plans to evaluate their tax incentive programs, because they said for a long time politicians were making these decisions without a lot of insight into whether or not they were having a real economic impact. And Pew does rank Wisconsin as making progress in terms of how it sort of retroactively looks back at the incentive deals that it makes and evaluates them.
Now, Steve, 250 jobs. Go ahead, Steve.
I think that's a very important point. The Foxconn deal, I think it was bad public policy, but the way the state put it together in terms of those clawbacks, I think that that was a very good strategic strategy. And it is, if the state's going to do something like this, they need to put those kind of safeguards in place. And we did do that with Foxconn, so the state got that part right.
And Steve, as we wrap up, 250 jobs, obviously there have been much bigger layoffs and closures and moves in the past, but it's not nothing. It's important to the people feeling it. For a community like the Fox Valley area, how big an impact in today's economy is this?
It doesn't really help. It's the types of jobs. These tend to be good paying jobs. But I don't think we're going to lose all those people. A lot of times companies move headquarters like this because what they're trying to do is they're trying to clear out middle and lower management, because they know when they make this move, some people are not going to go with them. So this can be a strategy to kind of say, okay, we need to reshuffle how this particular unit of the company is structured. And a good way to do that, we're going to pick up and move. And then it's up to the employees to make the decision to move or not. So while it's kind of a loss of jobs for the Fox Valley area, I think a lot of these folks are going to remain in the area and look for employment opportunities in other companies.
We'll leave it there. Steve, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you.
And Megan, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
We've been talking to Megan Hart, WPR reporter based in Green Bay. She's been following the Kimberly Clark job relocations. And Steve Deller was with us, regional economist with UW-Madison, frequent guest on these issues here on Central Time. By the way, tune in tomorrow on Central Time. We'll go from Fox Valley to Foxconn and look at tax incentives here in the state. The Evers administration says it's reached a new deal with the technology giant Foxconn. More on that story tomorrow after 4 here on Central Time.